If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean Richards joins us with entertainment news, and I guess the question, Dean, is will Hollywood start churning out more comedies now? Because they haven't for a while, because they haven't been profitable, but the Naked Gun did okay, didn't it?
Naked Gun did okay. It was not the number one movie for the weekend. I don't think anyone expected that it might be, but it did remarkably well. It came in the number three spot. Followed by Bad Guys 2, which was, everyone thought that was going to be the number one movie of the weekend, but actually Fantastic Four wound up being number one for a second week in a row. Overall, the movie-going numbers were down significantly. Fantastic Four earned $40 million, but that is one-third of what it earned the previous weekend for its opening weekend. So everybody thought, you know, that the movie numbers were going to be much higher. They were not. Probably, you know, people outside and enjoying summertime things while we can. And as Bob said the other day, we need to prolong the summertime.
Yeah, make it last.
Do some outdoor things, you know. So, you know, that's how it shook out at the weekend. But overall, you know, it's always interesting after I review anything on a Friday, reaction starts to come in, either telling me that I'm a genius because of my review or that I'm a complete idiot because of my review. Happens every week. I expect it now. And almost everybody agreeing that they enjoyed the Naked Gun movie. They went in very skeptical, like I did, and they came out pretty satisfied.
Yeah,
that they got a few laughs out of the whole thing.
Yeah, I guess after hearing your review, I will go see it because, and you mentioned this, the clips that they released ahead of time were not great, were they?
Not overly hilarious.
Yeah,
there's much better stuff in the movie, and I sort of like that. You know, too often the trailers give away too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they give away the whole movie in, like, you know, a 2-minute trailer. So I'm kind of glad that they didn't show too much. Doesn't help to advertise the movie at
yeah,
all.
Maybe that's why it was only number three.
Yeah, that could be too. Maybe a lot of people felt like you did. It's like they thought the best stuff, which is sometimes the case as well when you see a trailer and sometimes it's all there is in the movie. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's the case with this one.
WKRP was certainly on the list of great TV comedies, and Lonnie Anderson passed away, and she really did a remarkable job on this series, didn't she?
Yeah, it would have been very easy to just be, you know, the blonde bombshell.
Yeah.
On the show, but she actually insisted before she even took this role that she was going to take a different path with Jennifer Marlowe, the secretary on the show, Jennifer Marlowe, that she would always wind up being the smartest person in the room, no matter mm-hmm. who she was doing a scene with on the show. I meant to double check just to see, you know, who's left from that cast. I didn't get a chance to go through the whole thing, but I think everybody may be gone on that show now. But she passed away over the weekend after a prolonged illness, is all that her family revealed. She would have been 80 years old tomorrow. In addition to her breakout role on WKRP in Cincinnati, which was 1978 to 82, and then in rerun heaven ever since. She was in about 30 different motion pictures. Maybe the role of her life was to her third of four husbands, that being actor Burt Reynolds. Turned out to be one of the ugliest Hollywood divorces of all time. They kept the tabloids in business for years with their stories and their sniping back and forth at each other. Wound up that before Burt Reynolds passed away, they did patch things up with Lonnie Anderson saying, you know, we started off as friends, we ended as friends. So nice to see that, you know, they got some closure to that whole thing. She died in the hospital yesterday.
Yeah, Gary Sandy, I think, is the only one still around. He's 79, Sandy. Still doing some regional theater. Program director Andy Travis, of course.
Yeah. And wasn't that an especially relatable show for guys like us?
Of course.
You know, as DJs, you know, I always wondered how Dr. Johnny Fever could just put the arm, you know, the needle on the record that was right next to him and had always started immediately. You know, it's like, that was like a DJ thing. It's like, how is he doing that?
Because of WKRP. In fact, I canceled my idea for a turkey drop from our helicopter for Thanksgiving. I wanted to do that promotion. Then I realized, no, they don't fly. So.
God is my witness.
that was a good one. Dean, the city did a great job with Lollapalooza. So many people downtown and at the event itself, and I think we heard there were like two arrests all weekend.
Yeah, I've never been shy to point out problems with Lollapalooza over the years, and there were virtually none, as Bob said, this year. Security kind of problems, drug problems. I mean, they had set up a lot of protocols in case there was a misuse of drugs. There was not. Just the whole thing ran really smoothly. Kudos to the city of Chicago, the Department of Special Events, but also to the organizers of Lollapalooza. It's an enormous undertaking to put on a four-day event like this that brings in about 100,000 people every single day. And, finally, you know, when it comes down to is the music. And, you know, we've all joked about, I'm too old. I don't know anybody who's at Lollapalooza. I don't know any of the bands at Lollapalooza. That was not the case this year. This was musically one of the most diverse lineups of headliners that included Luke Combs, first country artist ever to headline a Lollapalooza show. He was on Thursday night and was absolutely amazing. We had Sabrina Carpenter, who was the headliner last night. Now, she's a big, you know, teen pop idol right now. Who does she bring on stage with her to do a couple of songs? Earth, Wind, and Fire. How about that? Take a listen to Sabrina Carpenter and Chicago's very own Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Nice. They're going to be at Ravinia coming
right
up, aren't they?
Yeah, this week they're going to be at Ravinia. Olivia Rodrigo performed, I believe it was Friday night. She brought out Weezer to perform with them. That was the first concert that she ever went to, so it was a big deal that they were able to join her on stage during her set. Tyler, the Creator, was fantastic. Doechii was great. Some of the other, younger artists and bands. This Gracie Abrams, everybody was talking about her all weekend long. She is an up-and-coming artist, up-and-coming singer. Her music is beautiful. Check out her music if you want to, hear something fresh and new. Gracie Abrams is her name. Chance the Rapper did a surprise set. He came out and previewed some music from his new album that's going to be coming out in a couple of weeks, his first album in 6 years, by the way. So overall, a huge success for Lollapalooza over the weekend. Congratulations to everybody who was responsible for that. I'm going to take some credit for it also. I have absolutely nothing to do with it, but as long as we're doling out compliments, I'll take a few.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
And how about, Luke Combs wearing the Sandberg jersey?
Oh,
that was a nice
fantastic
touch, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely great. He was great. He was he went up to Willis Tower. I think it was Willis Tower, maybe the building that used to be called the Hancock Building. I can't remember. But he went up to one of the buildings where they have those platforms, those mm-hmm. clear platforms, and he said he would rather have his eyes eaten out by an eagle than to step out onto one of those clear platforms at the top of one of the buildings. He's totally doing the tourist thing. If I didn't like him enough before, I like him even more now, because I refuse to go out on those things also.
Yeah, he doesn't like heights. All right, so what's this about Harrison Ford being told to get out of the business?
Well, people, they do these retrospectives on people's careers, and Harrison Ford was being interviewed, and somebody asked him about his early career and, what it was like and this and that. And he revealed that there was a producer. He didn't say who it was, but he said he met with a producer in his early career. And this producer told him the only way that he would succeed in this industry is if, one, he changed his name. The name Harrison Ford absolutely would not work. And if he got a slick Elvis Presley-style haircut instead of the one that he had. Wanted me to change my name. He thought it was too pretentious for a young man and get a haircut like Elvis. He said, I didn't go along with either one. Not long after that, he got a 7-year contract that took him to Star Wars, took him to Indiana Jones, took him to... being one of the greatest actors of all time. So sometimes you just got to stick with your own feelings and your own instincts.
Where is that guy now who told him that, huh?
Yeah.
And it looks like the Sex and the City franchise is finally coming to an end, huh?
Yeah, after 3 seasons, this spinoff series called And Just Like That is going to be ending. They announced that over the weekend that the final episode is going to be a 2-parter. And the first part of the final episode will be this coming Thursday on HBO Max. And then the final episode will be August the 14th. So if you're a fan of it, honestly, I haven't really been following, watching it the way I did the original Sex and the City. I would watch, Sopranos and Sex and the City back in the day when, Sunday night was the big night to watch HBO. But people have been enjoying this final, the spinoff series and now what is turning out to be the final episodes of all of this.
We started watching it, and even my wife said after a couple of episodes of it, just like that, she said, this is kind of stupid, isn't it? So maybe they should have stopped it a long time ago. I don't know.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're told now that members of the WKRP cast still around. Jan Smithers, who played Bailey Quarters.
Jan Smithers.
She's here. Richard Sanders, Les Nessman, of course, and Venus Flytrap. Tim Reed.
Oh,
so they're still all with us.
Oh, good.
Thankfully.
Sorry I killed everybody off earlier.
Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.